You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Let's get into some of the big results from yesterday. Europa League quarterfinal action. After two legs, here's a look at the updated bracket. Roma and Bayer Leverkusen going through, as are Marseille. And Atalanta, May 2nd, is the first leg of those semifinals. We have that to look forward to. But let's start with the big one in Bergamo. Atalanta hosting Liverpool. They entered into this tie with a 3-0 advantage. Would Liverpool be able to harness some more European magic? And sadly for me and Liverpool fans everywhere, the answer was a resounding nah.
Well, they got the early goal.
They right? did. And honestly,
did you think at that point, because it came so early,
I was trying to very much temper my expectations in this one, but you know, you get an early goal like that and sort of gifted it, I thought, and Mo Salah absolutely buries the penalty, and I thought, okay, maybe this is going to be the thing that ignites them. But guys, they haven't, it feels like years since they've scored a goal from the run of play.
Well, they had a chance. Mo Salah was in
yeah.
on a 1v1. Ball was bouncing perfect. Goalkeeper was coming out. And somehow he puts that wide. If he scores that like 5 minutes before halftime, and now they're only down a goal going into the second half, I think the outcome could have been different. But fair play to Gasperini, the coach of Atalanta. This is incredible for them. Second only semifinal in their history.
What's also crazy is after the match, we had the owner, Steve Pagliuca, on, and he was there. He was talking about just what an incredible journey it's been for him as a first, you know, this is his first foray into European football, being the owner of Atalanta and seeing how special it is for the club, how what it means to the club, to the fans. It's incredible. It's Liverpool, knocking out Liverpool in a European tie to get to a semifinal.
I mean, huge.
And not only that, they have a the most favorable path to a final. Roma and Leverkusen are the two biggest teams left, and they got to play against each other. And the other, I mean, now Marseille, they're obviously no slouch. They have some incredible players, but
you don't know which version of Marseille is going to show up.
So they're so unpredictable. Obviously, when you have Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, it's just one of those players who is. It's very hard to gauge where he's going to be. Is he going to be on? He's one of the most prolific. He is the most prolific goal scorer in the Europa League competition history. So I'm just excited for Atalanta because
No, it's an incredible result for them. And Liverpool, I mean, over two legs, they just couldn't figure them out, Jimmy.
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, Atalanta, I thought the tactics were spot on for them in the first leg. They came with some real purpose and no fear playing at Anfield, which I thought was pretty impressive, all things considered, and clearly put a dent into Liverpool because they ended up losing to Crystal Palace a couple days later. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to bring up old stuff for you, but they've got some work to do. But as it pertains to Atalanta, I'm a big fan of Gianpiero Gasperini. I think he's now going to get his flowers in some ways. He's been flying under the radar as a manager. I think the people that know that he's good, but now he's going to get hopefully that shine that he deserves, and the players as well. It's a nice showcase for them. And as Chuck said, Marseille is an opponent that over two legs, I think they can get the better of. But once they get to the final,
They're going to walk into this competition or this next round with a lot of confidence that they went to Anfield and absolutely bodied Liverpool. And you're talking about Gasperini. You know, a manager that's had to retool this club. Every year they sell their best players. It's kind of how Atalanta has to work and constantly finds a way to make them better, to now be getting that shine in his, you know, 60s. People were talking about him possibly getting a chance maybe in a Premier League club going after him. Maybe he's too old. Maybe people won't go after him in that sense. For now, at least, to get this shine, to do it on his own, to not have to go to a different club and do it, is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, one thing I want to add, too, is that once they gave up the early goal, and you can feel the momentum shifting to Liverpool's way, and they're clearly playing on the front foot, Liverpool, the fact that they didn't capitulate and that they held their ground and didn't give up that second goal and then managed the game out, I think really speaks to the team overall.
They were creating chances. I was shocked at the way Atalanta was playing. They were taking it to Liverpool just as much as Liverpool were taking it to them.
Yeah, they absolutely were.
Just full credit to Atalanta.
Yeah, no, I mean that's all you can really say as a Liverpool fan. It's concerning that at this point in the season they're hitting this lull, this inevitable lull that seems to always happen every season. But at this time, and if I don't know if you saw like Klopp on the touchline, at one point he sat down on one of the buckets and like the body language that was there, it was almost this resignation that it's just not going to happen. And so
how'd that feel for you? That's his last European competition.
It was sad. It's sad, you know. Obviously, in your head, I was there when they won the Carabao Cup final, and I saw this incredible fight from this team, this just like relentlessness. They were not going to give up, and it was just completely different vibes that I was watching yesterday. And as a Liverpool fan, you wanted Klopp to kind of go out on top and have this farewell tour and to, you know, have one more taste of European glory with this Liverpool team. And so to kind of see it end in such a meager way was sad. I felt really sad.
I was a little puzzled by the team selection too. Just Cody.
Which one? Leg one?
Right.
Leg two. They made six changes from one to two.
No, but one, they put themselves in that hole. You don't start Mohamed Salah in that game. That sends a message to the team. I'm sorry. Jurgen Klopp has made a lot of right decisions throughout the season, throughout his career with Liverpool, but he didn't value Atalanta like the way he should have.
I don't disagree. And I didn't hate the lineup that he put out yesterday because Darwin Nunez, and you know I've been a stan of Darwin
Jota?
Nunez. Well, he's also coming back from, I don't think he's quite fully fit yet. And so I was okay with Darwin Nunez coming off the bench because he's been really productive in those situations this season. But I think what's happening is that you're getting, you know, you finally are getting these guys back, but none of them are truly match fit yet. And it's just this sort of like this bad timing of, because you could see like even Trent looked like he was struggling a bit. And with Connor Bradley now out, the onus is on him. And so it just feels like they're not quite together yet. And these guys, like Szoboszlai, has looked completely off the
pace. Well, they're running out of time, Suze. They better figure that out.
I know. And so it's kind of, I don't know. I'm sort of in this, like, this moment of resignation point where, you know, hey, at least they won one trophy.
Feels like you've got one lap left in the race, but you're starting to run out of gas.
Yeah, exactly. Tough. But
we'll see how they respond against Fulham.
I don't know.
That response is going to be everything for the rest of the season.
Exactly. And who knows City and Arsenal are going to do the rest of the way out.
Yeah. You got one lap, but
legs
are wilting.
Your clutch tough. Leg is cramping.
Tough.
Yikes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.